Yoram and Aleph. Okay, let's just review what we learned yesterday, because the next piece is going back on that. We had a case of a chatzar ketana that was opened completely into a chatzar gedola. Okay, so picture. Let's look at the picture because we're going to be speaking. Here it is, picture 69. Chatzar ketana that's opened to a chatzar gedola, and So the gedola is mutter and the ketana is aser. The Gemara wanted to say the reason is because from the gedola to the ketana, you can see that this opening is not totally open. There's somewhat closed on this side and somewhat closed on this side. So it's a regular Pesach, and since there's a Pesach between the two, even though they didn't make an Eruv together, each one's considered separate. And this one can carry in its chatzar, even though this one can't carry in its chatzar, it's not open b'milua to this one. But if you're standing on this side looking this way, you don't see these two ends. You just see a total opening. And therefore it's part of b'milua into a place where they can't carry, and therefore this is awesome. Okay. The Gemara says, from that you can learn that nira b'bachutz is no good. Because einachinami, if you stand here, you can't see these openings, but from the outside you can see it. And if what you can see on the outside is considered a mechitza for what's on the inside, then this should be good. Mara said no. It's talking in a case where the walls of the ketana go into the gedola itself. And therefore, even if you're standing on the outside, right, even if you're in the chatzar gedola, you can't see those walls. Okay. And the Chazon Ish says, if that's the case, then if you're standing in the gedola, then also you can't see those side walls. So why should that be good? Right? So he says, because if you're standing in the gedola and you see here, you see these walls. Yeah, you see these walls coming in. This in itself is a reshus to itself, and that is enough to be considered a lechi for here. Okay. So from here, you have what's it called, a lechi on both sides, in other words, a little bit of the wall. But on this side, right, even if you're standing outside, you don't see these things, right? Even though you can't see them, right, but lemaisa, they form a lechi for this chatzar, but not for the one that's inside. Okay. So the Gemara says no. It's talking where the walls go in, and therefore even from the outside, you can't see. So Gemara says, fine, but let these sides be a lechi for the inside too, because that's also near a bachutz. Enochinami, you can't, here, from this one, you can see this area. But you can't see it from here, but you can see it on the outside. So let the outside lechis be a mechitza for here. The Gemara ends up saying that it's talking where it's, what's it called, that there's a voice from Ravina, yeah, that this, what's it called, the Pchatzer Gedola is only one amma bigger than the Ketana. Even talking in that case. And where it's one amma bigger, that's six tvachim. So you have three tvachim on this side, three tvachim on that side. That should be enough to be a lechi on the outside. Mara says, no, it's not talking where it's exactly in the middle. It's off to one side. The ketana enters the gedola, but off to one side. So on one side there is four tvachim, right? And therefore it's far enough away it can't be considered a lechi. On the other side, it's two tvachim or whatever, and there it could be. The Gemara says, what do you need a lechi on both sides? All you need is a lechi on one side. A pas, really, on one side. Gemara says, no, it's quite going according to Rebbe, who holds you need a pas on both sides. That's what we got up to. Okay. Now, if you remember that, we can go ahead. Gemara says, Rebbe, he, top of the Amid, the Omer bo'in and shnei pasim. It's not enough one pas on one side. You need two pasim. The Tanya, chatzar niteres bepas echad, right? A chatzar becomes mutter with one side closed in a little bit. Rebbe Omer b'shnei pasim, but Rebbe says, no, you need both sides closed in a little bit. You need a pass on both sides. Rashi, Rebbe hi da Omer bo'in and beish yurim l'chatzer shel eser hanifretzes b'milua. You need two sides. Both sides of the wall have to be left a little bit on a chatzer that has a 10 amas opening, what's it called? chotzer niteres v'pasechad im nifritz olushus harabim v'nishtayir bo mitzad echad muteres v'she'en hapirtzi yosar mi'esar askinah. It's talking in any case where the opening to, of the chotzer into rishus harabim is less than 10 amas. If it's less than 10 amas, then if it's open completely, then it's no good. But if part of it is closed, that's good enough. Diyosar mi'esar lo mahani le'mechitza l'hai chotzer. If it's more than 10, then nothing's going to help. Hi, Masmer says, and Rebbe holds you need two sides closed in a little bit. Okay. Masmer says like this. Hi, Mai. Right. Now you've explained this, what is it, a Memra? No, it's a Brisa. Yeah. Right. We've explained this Brisa in a way, what? It's a Mishnah? Chatzah Ketana? No, I don't think it's a Mishnah. The Kamon test on the base. We have it, Sadi Beis, Sadi Gimel. Yeah. It's the Mishnah? Okay. Okay, so the what's it called? No, Shmuel says, if you explain the Mishnah, hi, my I amres b'shlama nir b'chutz l'sham v'nim enon yidin mishum lechi. So we're trying now to explain this Mishnah in a way that it shouldn't be a problem with nir b'chutz, because it's not nir b'chutz except on one side, and you need it on both sides, like what's it called, like Rebbe. But if it would be on both sides, even though you can't see it from inside, you can see it from outside, it'd be okay. Okay, if you're going to learn like that, right? And so that's what the Gemara said. Now the Gemara says no. If you're going to learn this Mishnah, that Nira Mibachutz is not good. Okay? Eino Nira Mishum Lechi. And that's the Pashup Pshat in this Mishnah. Not like we fetched it now, that it opens into the Chatzar, and it opens in, not in the middle, only on one side, and it goes according to Rebbe. Yeah. The Rebbe Sover Lak Rebbe Yossi. But let's see the simple way of learning this Mishnah. Simple way of learning the Mishnah is that which is on the outside doesn't count. And therefore, the fact that it's what's it called, you can see the closed wall from the outside of the Chatzar Ketana doesn't help. Okay? And Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi. Udur Ebzeru, the Ravina Lesa. And we don't hold like Rebbe Zeru Ravina. Rebbe Zeru Ravina is that the, what's it called, that the, it's coming to tell me the Mishnah is talking in a case where the Chatzar Ketana, the walls of the Ketana go into the Gedola, right? And they don't, it doesn't, it's not in the middle, but it's off to one side. Okay, that's Ravina and Rebbe Zeru. We had a kvetch to say that the walls go in and it doesn't, and it's not in the centered, right? In order to be able not to have a problem that Nira Bachut shouldn't be good. Okay? If you learn the Mishnah simply, that lechi min hachutz is not good, okay, and we don't hold of this pshat that the walls of the little one go into the big one, right, and it's situated not in the middle, okay, but lemaisa the what's it called? Then you can understand why who said that it has to be the Brisa said. That this Mishnah is talking, even if it's one amma, the Chatzar Gedola is one amma bigger than the Ketana. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains very good. Mahai mai. I amres b'shlomo masnisin kedahave shaminin la meikara. B'mechuvenes Ketana kenegedem tzi'osar shel Gedola. Right? That really it's talking where the Ketana opens directly into the middle of the big one. U'meha'amma yiseir nishamu shlosha lekan v'shlosha mikan. And there's three tvachim on both sides. One amma bigger. One, three on this side, three on that side. Right? V'yesh lo mar nira v'chutz v'shom v'fni, mishnei ruchos. And if you would say, nira v'chutz is good, you have on both sides three tvachim. Right? Should be good. Right? V'afilu hachi k'tana asura. Still the k'tana is asur. Because you say nira v'chutz is no good. De nira v'chutz v'shom v'fni lo mahani. V'rebi v'shnei pasim d'chotzer k'reb yosi sovrla. And Rebbe holds that the two pasim that you need for the chaser is he holds like Rabbi Yossi, that just like by a mavui, Rabbi Yossi holds you need a lechi that's at least three tvachim, thick. Why? Right? Dom Mas Nisan. Ein lechi pachas mi rochav shlosha. You need three tvachim to be a lechi. Rabbi Yossi holds three tvachim. The Chachamim hold anything. Masha was good enough. The chosh came passing the chotzer. The boy rochav could boy Rabbi Yossi belechi. And surely passing for a chotzer, you need even more. Because everybody holds that a pass for a chotzer needs more than a mashu. Okay? And the reason the Rashba says, because a chotzer, people do very private things in. And therefore, if it's opened even a little bit, it looks like a pirtza. So you need to close it in more. Mavui, people don't do such private things in, and therefore, if it's opened up, people don't realize that it's opened up and it's not a mechitz. It doesn't need such a big closing, because anyway, it's not a private place, so if it's opened a little bit, you know, people don't see it as a pirtza. Udravina, the okma v'muflogim mizeh b'shnai mizeh b'arba. We don't hold of Ravina that it's away from this wall two and this one four, right? And therefore, since it's four away from one side, that's not considered anymore a pass. You only have a pass on one side. And the Rebbe holds you need, and it goes according to Rebbe, and you need two passes. Lesser. Dim kein lo havi mishtar yigadola. Because if that be the case, the gedola wouldn't be good. The pass based tvachim lo mahani. Because even for the gedola, there's only a pass of two tvachim. And if Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi, you need two passim of three tvachim each. So even the gedola wouldn't be mutter. The kim of the lesser the Ravina, lesser nami the Rav Zeira. Since we don't hold the Ravina, then we don't hold the Rav Zeira yidok, michnasin. The kim of the mechubene, shlosha mikan, knisa mai mahanya. Ha ki nichnasin nami ikale misharia benirin bachutz, vishom vifnin, mi beis ruchos. The lo sharinin la, the mokminin la benirin bachutz, vishom vifnin, they don't need a mishum lechi. Right? And therefore, if we hold that nirim bachutz and shavu mifnim is not good, then you don't have to say it's talking where the walls of the small one come into the big one. We only said that to say that it's not nirim bachutz by the small one. But the small one's not going to be mutter even if you could see it from the outside. So you don't need to say anymore that the walls of the small one come into the big one. It's the regular case, the picture 69. Where the walls are continuous. They don't come into the other one. And therefore, it's no good. Right? Even though there is three tvachim on this side and three tvachim on that side, where it opens in exactly into the middle. Okay? But that's exactly why the Tana said that even if it's one amma bigger, right, that's this halacha still applies. So gedolish teyisera tana amma. Because that's the smallest amount that the gdola would be mutter. Because if it's not one amma bigger, if it's smaller than an amma bigger, you're going to have on one side less than three tvachim, and you'll need, according to Rebbe, three tvachim on both sides, because Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi. And Rebbe Yossi holds, in order for it to be a pass, it has to be three tvachim. And Rebbe holds, you need two passim. See, the minimum amount that the big one should be mutter is where it's one amma bigger than the small one, and it's exactly in the middle, and therefore you have three tvachim on both sides. That's why it said that case, that it could be even one amma bigger, because even if it's only one amma bigger, the big one's still going to be mutter. But the small one's mutter no matter, small one's asr no matter what, because the pasim of the small one aren't seen from the inside, only from the outside. Mishum the Rebbe shnei pasim boy, urechavim shloshik Rebbe Yossi, mishum heter gedola noketla. So if you hold that nirin bachutz is not good, then it's easy to understand why the Braisa said that the Mishnah is talking where the big one is bigger one amma than the small one. Because that's the smallest amount that still the big one will be mutter. If it's smaller than one amma, it has to be at least one amma. That's what the Braisa means. Because if it's smaller than one amma, it's not going to work. Because the smaller one opens into the big one, the walls don't go into it, because that's not necessary to say that, right? Because anyway, nira bachutz is not going to be good. And that's why the smaller one is also no matter what. The big one is mutter, because when you look into the small one, you have three tvachim on this side and three tvachim on that side. But if it would be less than an amma, you'd have less than three tvachim on one of the sides, right? And then what's it called? It's no good, because the Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, who holds you need two passim, and Rebbe holds a Krabiosi, who holds you need at least a three tefach pass. Right. But, Eloi Amras Nirim Bachutz. But if you hold that Nirim Bachutz is good, and if it's good, then you can't say the case where Stam, the smaller one, opens to the bigger one. Because then there's two passim on the side. Why shouldn't the smaller one be mutter? Just like the big one's mutter because it has three tvachim on this side and three tvachim on that side, you can see the smaller one should be good because it has three tvachim on this side and three tvachim on that side that you can't see except from the outside. But if seeing from the outside is okay, then the small one should be okay too. So then you have to say, right, Eli Amris Niravachutz Mahani, Uktana Dasi Rahainu Time Mishun Deisel Rabzeira, Benichnasim. And so why then is it no good? So then you have to say, like Ravina, right, like, what's it called, like Rabzeira, that it's talking where the walls of the small one extend into the big one. And therefore, since the walls of the small one extend into the big one, even if you're standing on the outside, you can't see anything. Okay? And you also hold the Ravina, the Muflagim. And that it's not exactly in the middle, right? But it's off to one side. And therefore, on one side, it's farther away than three Tvachim. It's more than three Tvachim away, and therefore it's not a pas. Veleka Lavud Mishnei Ruchos. And therefore, there's only Lavud from one side, and not from the other side. So even if you say Nira Mibachutz is good, here what you see Bachutz is only one pas. And Rebbe holds like, the Mishnah holds like Rebbe, that you need two pasim. But still, the Gedola is mutter. Why is the Gedola mutter? On one side, you have less than three Tvachim. Right? You have four and two. That's how you had to set it up. Because if it was three and three, then you'd have what's it called lavud on both sides, and it'll be good. So you have four and two. So therefore, what's seen on the outside from the small one is not good because one is not a pas. It's farther than three tvachim away. But the other one shouldn't be good even for the gedola then, because what's it called? Because l'chari you need three tvachim, right? Mishtari b'kfufim ani sharon l'me'achorei haknisus v'apu b'isha rochav ho'echad enra l'beis tvachim. Then you have to say that we don't have the Rav Yossi. That we only hold, what's it called, you need a pas that's even less than three tefachim. A pas masha who is okay. Okay? So that's the case. Then why do you have to set up the case of the gedola biur aleph, the yohiv tana shiura la'old fa'am alomali? Why do you need this case? Why do you need this one amma bigger? What is that coming to tell me? Right? According to the other way, one amma bigger was the smallest amount that the big one will still be mutter. But one amma bigger, according to this way of learning, what's it for? Ela mishraya gedola, if the one amma is to tell me that's when the gedola is mutter, if it's one amma, the lahavi lo shir mishnei tzadim kasi, to tell me you need a shir on both sides. And they have to be three tvachim, be'esru shnei tvachim sagi. It's enough 10 and 2. That's not what's it called, the smallest amount. You can be smaller than that. The bigger one could be bigger than the smaller one, Eser Amos and two Tvachim. One Tetach for this side, one Tetach, because we don't hold like Rav Yossi. To Harebi lo sover like Rav Yossi, that you need three Tvachim. Even a Mashu was good. And Tosa says, lav dafka Tetach here and a Tetach there. Even, what's it called? Less than a Tetach. And the most we showed him hold like that. Even a Mashu is good. It just means 10 plus. The Ela Misri Liktanako Asi, and if it came to tell me that that's the shear where the smaller one will be Aser, it's not the biggest shear or the smaller shear. That's where you need that on one side should be four tvachim, and the other side only two tvachim, right? So on one side it's more than lavud, and that's why the little one is aser. The lolimtzi lememer lavud the mishrayu ulagmure the ilav hachi havisharina levtana. And if it wouldn't be that, if it wouldn't be one amma, then the smaller one would be mutter. Right, the nearer bachutz, they loved. It'll be mutter through loved. Right, l'shemayin and gedola rechava harbe the miflagei tuva davi milsa the psika. Right, Adarava, tell me that the big one is very much bigger. And it's always awesome. Right, this isn't the sheer that what's it called the tana is awesome. Tana is awesome no matter what, no matter how big the far away. And Elamai will tell me, well, this is the smallest sheer to tell me that the tana. But if it's smaller than that, then the ketana would be mutter. It's not true. The halab milsa the psikahi. So to tell me that the ketana is aser, the big one could be as big as you want it to be. It doesn't have to be only one amma, right? The whole muflim mikosel zebishlosh mikosel zebishlosh. Yehagdol rechava harbi havitani havigamrina minah tvei the mishum haflaga mitzra. If it said a bigger thing, I would say I know why it's aser because the walls are too far away, right? And what am I waiting to tell me that if it's less than an amma, then the small one will be mutter? That's not true. That's not the smallest shear. Halekala member, the doktana b'shiure, lashminan de bahachiu de mitzra. That's the smallest amount. That amount is where the, what's it called, the smallest amount that the little one would still be asr. But if it's less than an amma, the big one, then it'll be mutter. Ubebatsur mihachilo, to ha beyud v'dalit fachin nami mitzra. Kegon demufleges v'chatsi tefach mikan, ubeshlosha v'chatsi mikan. It doesn't have to be an amma, and they're 4 and 2. If it would be, what's it called, just bigger than it, 4 tvachin. What's it called? Right. And on one side it would be, 3.5 on one side, and 0.5 tefach on the other side. It still wouldn't be good. Because we hold like Rebbe, you need 2 sides. Right? Mikam mishtari gadola begifut mashu, this big one would still be mutter. Because we don't hold it like Rabbi Yossi. You don't need 3 tvachim, and therefore, it says there's a mashu on one side, but on the other side was 3.5 tvachim. It's more than lavud. So it still wouldn't be good, with nirim bachut. So the smallest shear, that smaller than that, the big one would be mutter, the small one would be aser, is not one amma. It's not the biggest shear, it's not the smallest shear. So Elamai, you have to say that since the Brisa said that this case is talking even where it's only one amma big, that only makes sense if you hold Nirim Bachutz, the Shav Mifnim is not good. And the reason it said this shear is to tell me that what's it called, that, like Rabbi Yossi, that you need a 3 tvachim on both sides. Less than 3 tvachim on both sides is not going to help. And it opens in the middle and the walls don't go in. Okay. Elalav shmamino nirim bachutz v'shav mifnim enon din mishum lechi shmamino enochenami. From this mishnah, the only way you can learn this mishnah, right, and understand the qualification that the Brisa said, that it's talking even where the big one is one amma more, that only makes sense if you hold nirim bachutz v'shav mifnim is no good. It doesn't make sense if you hold that it is good. Amar Rav Yosi lo shmiya li hashmai. So 1 second. Shmamino, ela lav shmamino karchuk dafke shlosha mikan shlosha mikan l'mishari l'gdol l'nokidla. The reason that it said one amma is to have 3 on this side and 3 on that side, 6 tvachim, which is one amma, and that's to be matter the big one, and that's the smallest amount that the big one can be bigger than the small one for the big one to still be mutter. And still the ktan is aser. Why is it aser? It's nirim bachutz. You have 3 tvachim on both sides from the out that you can see from the outside, right? Shmamina, that doesn't help. Nirim bachutz doesn't help. Okay. Omer Rav Yosef lo shmiya li hashmaitza. Rav Yosef said, I don't hold the rabba bar Rav Huna me Rav Huna avua the nirim bachutz nirim mishum lechi. I never heard that Rav Huna. Said that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said in the name of his father, Rav Huna. I never heard such a thing. I never heard Rav Huna say such a halacha. I never hold of it. Because if Rabbi said it in his name, he said it in his own name, but he didn't say it in the name of Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna, I never heard Rav Huna say such a thing. Omer le Abaye, at Amras Niela. The Aha Amras Niela. The Maisa Abaye, Rav Yosef got sick and he forgot his learning, and Abaye used to remind him. So Abaye told him, Lamaisa, you taught us this in the name of Rav Huna. You yourself taught us in the name of Rav Huna, and you said it over in the following case. The Omer Rami Bar Abba, Omer Rav Huna. Rami Bar Abba said the name of Rav Huna. So obviously, you taught us that you heard this in the name of Rav Huna. You heard it in the name of Rami Bar Abba, heard it in the name of Rav Huna. Lechi HaMoshech Im Dofno Shel Mavui. If you have a lechi that is flush with the wall and extends the wall out a little bit, okay, and so it's flush with the wall, so you can't see it on the inside. On the inside, it looks like the extension of the wall, but on the outside, you can see that it's not as wide as the wall. It extends past the wall, so you can see that what's it called? That it's a little bit thicker than the wall. Pachos mi dalar amas. If it's less than dalar amas, nida mishum lechi. Then it's a lechi. Why? Because it's nirim bachutz. Because you can see it on the outside, even though you can't see it on the inside, and it's also a lechi because it's less than dalar amas. Right, umishtamish im chudo hapnimi. Right, and you can only go till the inner. It's past the wall until the inner corner of that lechi, because the lechi is matir only in the inside, but not bein alechayayim. The inside corner is matir, not the outside corner. Okay. And with that shayla we had yesterday, lechora, according to Rashi, if it goes past the wall, then how is it matir altogether? On the other side, there's no wall. So they say taka, it goes balachsa. Yeah. Okay, it goes balachsa. It goes on an angle. So other Rishonim hold that the other wall goes a little bit farther over. That's all. Okay. So Dalad Amos need a mishum mavui ba'aser. But if the lechi is 4 amos long, then it's not a lechi. Then it's a mavui, and it needs another lechi to be matter that on the outside. This is nothing. Ba'aser shtamish b'kula. You can't use anything. The at amras alon Allah, and you explained on this with Rami bar Abba said the neighbor of Huna, that we can learn from Huna 3 things. Shma mina klas. You can learn 3 things from Huna. Shma mina bein lechayayim asa. That the lechi is only matter till the inner corner. But the width of the lechi itself, you can't carry. That's the first thing. Ushma mina meshech mavi bi'arba. And arba amos is the shear of a mavi. Because once the lechi is 4 amos, it's not a lechi anymore. It's a mavi. Ushma mina nirbachuz, shomfni, nirbishum lechi. And the only reason this is good if it's less than arba amos is because you can see it on the outside. You can't see it on the inside. On the inside looks like part of the wall. Only from the outside can you see that it's not as wide as the wall. And from the outside, people standing on the outside can see it's a lechi. And that's good. The hilchus on the halacha is, near rachus v'shom lefnin, near mishum lechi, right? The halacha is that it is good. That if you can only see it on the outside, it's still considered a lechi, right? Someone says, tiyufta v'hilchus, so we said that the Mishnah can only be explained if you hold that it's nirim bachutz and is no good. So we have a Mishnah that the only way you can explain it with the qualification, the Brisa says that it's even if it's 1 amma bigger, the big one, right, is if it nirim bachutz is no good. Now you tell me the halacha is it is good? You brought a Mishnah with the qualification of a Brisa that can't be understood if it's good. And now you tell me the halacha is it is good? In Mishum Detani Reb Chiya Kavosei, because Reb Chiya had a brisa that said the other way. So in Echanami, this brisa that says that it's even 1 amma bigger, which has made the whole tumult, that's not meduyik. In Echanami, that brisa is problematic. But Lamaisa, the brisa that Reb Chiya brought is more substantial, and therefore the halacha is takalek Rafuna that nirim bachutz is good, and they say that Lamaisa, if nirim bachutz is not good. Okay, then even a Tzuras HaPesach wouldn't be good near a Machutz. If you have an Eruv, and the only way you can see the Lechi is if you're standing on the outside of the area that the Eruv helps, that wouldn't be good. Okay. Rashi. Lechi HaMoshech in Dok Nishomavi, Lechutz. Shinira Kamarich is Dokar Amavi. The Lechi extends the wall lengthwise. It goes with the length of the wall and extends the length of the wall. Shemaimit Chudo Keneget Ovi Adof. And you put the Lechi, the edge of the Lechi, equal flush with the wall of the Mavu. The Michse Chudo Ovi Shodofet. So from the inside, it looks like an extension of the wall. The shalnifni v'nir v'chutz she'ein chudo sholechi mechasek kol ovi adofin sherocha mimenu. But the wall is wider, thicker than the lechi. So on the outside, you can see here. The picture is what's it called? The outside, you can see that it's a lechi. Where is that? Here, page 73. From the outside, you can see it's a lechi. You can see the wall is thicker than that. But what's it called? But from the inside, you just see an extension of the wall. Okay, you don't see this a lechi. You see it's an extension of the wall. Bekulo becholam mavi sharein kan lechi. So it's also to carry anywhere in the mavui because there's no lechi there. Like the second shot Rashi said before. Shma mina meshech mavi arba. So we've learned 3 things from this halacha of Rav Huna. One is that a mavui is 4 amas. Up to 4 amas could be a lechi. 4 amas already is considered a mavui. Midkamer nidu mishum mavui. Bein lechayayim aser midkamer ad chuda pnimi. That the opposite, the lechi itself, is also to carry. Because he said it's only mutter to carry from the inner edge and on. And we also learn from here that it is good if you can only see on the outside. That is a good lechi. If it's less than 4 amas, even though on the inside you can't see it's a lechi, only from the outside, that's good enough. Tuyufta v'hilchasa, tosvina mechatzar ketana shnimsa gedola. We just said that the Mishnah of chatzar ketana and chatzar gedola can only be understood with the braisa that says that it's even talking one amma bigger, only can be understood if you hold nirim v'chutz v'shav v'nim is no good. So, l'chara, we have arrived from that Mishnah that it's no good, and now you're telling me the halach is it is good? The Tanya Reb Chiya kavosei, kosov shetzido echad konos. No, we had a braisa before that Reb Chiya brought that it is good if you can only see it on the outside. Right, if the kosel gets narrower, right, either in a way that you can only see it on the inside or a way you can only see it on the outside is good. So we have a beferish, a brisa that it's good. And even though this Mishnah has a brisa on it that you can only explain that it's not good, Reb Chiya's brisa is more substantial. Yeah, we'll learn the other way. What's it called? And I, why is it, what's it called? Dafka and Amma? That brisa is not meduyik. Right, and Echonami, that price is schwer. But the Mishnah is not schwer because the Mishnah doesn't mention that one Amma. It's only, okay, let's go on. The Harachah mi Eser Yemoyit. If the Mavui's opening is more than 10 Ammas, then you have to make it smaller before you can put up a Lechi or a Korah. Omer Abaya, Tana, the Harachah mi Eser Yemoyit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Tzarek Lemayit. Right? That if it's more than 10, just like Rav Yehuda holds higher than Esri Mamas, okay? He holds wider than 10 Amas is also okay. But Ad Kama, how much does Rav Yehuda hold it can be wide that you can still be matur with a Lechi or a Korah? He holds 10 Amas is still good. How much more than 10 Amas is still good? Rav Achi Kamei, Sover, Bad Kama, Sover Rav Achi Kamei Rav Yosef Lameimer, Ad Shlosh Esrei Amma Ushlish. It only can be 13 and a third Amas. That's the most it could be, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? The Kavachomer mi Pasi Biros. Why? Because he learns the Kavachomer mi Pasi Biros. Pasi Biros is 74. You have a Be'er. Okay? Or a boar. Later on, the Gemara is going to discuss whether it's a Be'er or a boar, whatever. So it's a water, a feeding ground for animals. A water hole. Okay? The water hole is a Rishus HaYochid. It has the dimensions. Dalet al Damet is 10 Tvachim deep. So it's a Rishus HaYochid. And it's surrounded as a Rishus HaRabim. You want to feed your animals. You can't take from the hole and bring it onto the ground because you're taking Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So in order to feed the animals, we're afraid you'll take our bucket out of water. You'll take it from Rishus HaYochid and put it to Rishus HaRabim. So for Olei Regalim, right, on the other hand, they have to have water. Right? You can't go to people's houses and ask them to use their sink. So they had to have boros that were for the rabbi. So they were matir, the minimum to make this area around Rishus HaYochid. That was what's it called? Two diomdim, four diomdim. Diomdim are corner brackets, where they have a part that goes two ways. Okay? A corner bracket. And it had to be what's it called? Each one was an amma by an amma. On four corners, minimum of what's it called, two amas to each side. And the shaila is how big the space could be. So you had now what's it called, an amma this way, an amma that way, an amma this way, an amma that way, on four corners. How big could the space be in between those things was 13 and a third amas, which is the amount of two groups of animals when they plow. Okay, we'll see in a second. So here, the biggest opening can be 13 and a third. And therefore, the Rebbe held that up to 13 and a third is still considered closed. Still considered a Pesach. You see by Pasi Biros. Anything more than that already is no good. More than 10 Amos is good, but not more than 13 and a third. Now, we'll see Rashi explain what the Pasi Biros is. Okay. Pasi Biros, Shitar Tebohem. Shlosh Esrei Amos Shlish. Disnan beperik sheni. Later on in Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah says, Osim pasim lebiros shebrishus harabim. You can make pasim for water holes that are in Rishus harabim. Vehein amukim asora. And they're 10 tvachim deep. And it's also to draw water from them and put it in Rishus harabim. Ulaniach al svasan shemotim Rishus Yoshus harabim. Vitiru chachomim lasos arba diyum din. Right? Diyum means double. Right, omdim diu, double things, corner things. la'arba peos, to put them in the four corners, u'l'shavya bein ha'pasim rishus ha'yochid. And that makes what's between those four corner things rishus ha'yochid. Umutul malos v'shori Rabbi Yehuda harchik zemizem molishne revako shel arba arba bakar. And the Rabbi Yehuda said over there, you can, the space between these corner brackets can be the amount that two teams of animals can stand one next to the other, of four animals each. Va'ovya shel para ama ushnei shlishi ama. Each para is 1 2/3 amas. Four times that, right, for one group, would be four amas and 8/3, which is another two amas, is 6 amas, right? And 6 2/3 amas. Twice that is 13 1/3. Okay. The havi l'shloshes v'yamo shlish shmona bakar. The hianosenis. Okay, for a second. And therefore, kal v'chomer, if Pasi Biros, which they were matter, only up to 13 1/3, right? Kol shekein, what's it called? A mavui can only be up to 13 1/3. Okay, and what's the kavachomer? Kavachomer pasi biros. Ma pasi biros, he tarta ben parutz mubala omit. Right? Pasi biros, which is so kuladik that even most of it's open, right? It's just little corner brackets that are closed. Most of, if you take the sum total of what's closed and what's open, most of it's open. Still, they were matter it because there was, it's so makel only till 13 1/3, right? So mavui shelo itarta bo parts mula omit. A mavui where the sum total of all the walls have to be more closed than open, right? It's more chomer. Ain't no din shelo tater bo yosef shloshes v'yamo shlish. Surely you can't be matter more than 13 1/3 amas. If pasi biros is so kal, you're only matter 13 1/3. Surely mavui, which is more chomer, can only be matter 13 1/3. Smara says no. The hianosen is just the opposite. Pasi biros he tarter ben parts murbala amid lo tarter ben yosem shloshes v'yamo shlish. No, you know why only 13 1/3 is okay by pasi biros? Because we're so makel in it that most of it's open. So if you'd be matter more than 13 1/3, the bichlal wouldn't look like a mechitza. So there had to be dafka 13 1/3. But mavli shaloi tarta bo parts murabo amit. But mavli, which is mostly closed, there even a pesach of more than 13 1/3 should be okay. Because the maisa, most of it's closed anyway. Tarta bo yosem yid gimel amas shlish. Inami leidach yisur. Or just the opposite, right? So that's still not a kavachomer. Pasi biros nakilas bechad kula, kilabo kula achrina. By pasi biros, we're so makel because we want to be matter for what's it called, ole regalim. So we're matter it, even if most of it's open. So we're matter 13 1/3 too. Right? But mavui, klalu klalo. But a mavui, we shouldn't be matter anything more than 10. Because a mavui, there's no reason to be mekel. By pasi biros, we want to be mekel. Mekel this too, kula too. But by mavui, there's no reason to be mekel then. Therefore, it shouldn't be only 10, not 13 1/3. The hianosenes midazu shatomedi ba iser liyosem ishloshes reyama ushlish lemavui mishum taimed lo itartem oparitz murba laomed hianosenes tam laheter. Just the opposite. That's a reason to say it should be more, be better on a, in a mavui to be more than 13 1/3. The hasam hu deika omed muat mishum hachi lo itartem oyosem ishloshes reyama ushlish av a mavui de rubo sasem shari betvei. Maybe pasibi rose is only mutter to 13 1/3 because most of it's open. But a mavi that's mostly closed, there even more of an opening is okay. Inami lidikis, or you could say it the other way. The lo tesi lemi pasi biros, you still can't learn from pasi biros. Yilu hasam havi dikalta be kula, the machar de lay the paras muba la omid, akil lami kula chrise. The lo chashu pesach, at shloshes v'yama v'shlish. By pasi biros, you want to be makel, because we want to provide service for the olei regalim. So there we're makel so much that even if it's mostly open is okay. So there 13 1/3 is also okay. But by a mavul, we don't want to be makel at all, so therefore only 10 amas should be okay. Klau klau lo tvemi eser lo. More than 10 not? Okay. So we can't make this kavachomer. Right? Tani levi, mavul shirach of esrim amas. So that's a new thing. Well, what's it called? We'll start with that tomorrow.